This one, I wrote, this is an instrumental song I wrote about a good friend of mine. It's called The Red Top Gal.
Well, thanks for tuning in. You are listening to The Mile High Show. All shows available at milehighshow.com, as well as iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, and as of this week, Google Play Music under the podcast icon. That's a new rollout, so a PC, an Android version of iTunes that is easily accessible, and you can find The Mile High Show there, as well as all of your favorite podcasts from around the world. Today's episode is episode number 83, and rest assured you won't have to listen to me too much because I am not hosting today's episode. It is hosted by Sky Conwell and his guest, Parker Smith. Now, Parker is a very unique musician and a very interesting individual based out of the Prescott area who plays a, I don't know how to really explain it. It's an old-timey folk and some country and some hill music. Very authentic, the roots of American music over the last century plus is what you'll hear from Parker. He plays a wide variety of instruments. I believe today, I'm trying to remember what we recorded. We recorded a couple of weeks ago at the Birdcage Saloon at Sky's Open Mic, which he hosts every Wednesday. And I think Parker may have had some guitar, of course, maybe some banjo and some fiddle. Regardless of what you hear today, find Parker Smith playing around town. He has a regular gig at Granite Mountain Brewery, as well as all over. Just find him, Parker Smith, on Facebook, and it is facebook.com/ParkerSmithOldTime to go with his old-time music, as well as parkersmith.bandcamp.com, where you can pick up copies of Parker's CD and get touring information and hear some samples of his music. So go out there, support Sky wherever he is playing. Most any night of the week, you can find Sky playing in either solo or with the Pop Rocks or with his Johnny Cash tribute band, 99 Years Band. So find Sky, support him, and all the artists and musicians that he interviews on his portion of the Mile High Show, including this week's guest, Parker Smith. Go out and support these guys. They are providing us in the Prescott and Yavapai County area with world-class entertainment of the highest caliber, and they often do so for the love of performing. Very few of our musicians locally are able to support themselves with just their music and their love of music. Sky is able to. He is a full-time musician, and support him. Support him in his endeavors and his guests by going out and hearing them play. And don't forget, there's typically a tip jar, tip cup up on the stage. Drop a little something in there and show your support for these guys who often travel hundreds and hundreds of miles a week to get to gigs to play you music for little or no money. So show your love to these guys. Now, excuse me. Today, like I said, you're not going to have to listen to me too much longer. It is the Sky Daddy Show. But I will drop this in there. We are sponsored today by Jimmy James Motorsports and Repair, good friend of mine, Jimmy Edwards, who operates Jimmy James Motorsports at Lantana Plaza in Chino Valley. That's 1264 South Highway 89. Unit B as in boy in Chino Valley at Lantana Plaza. Give Jimmy a call if you need any work done on your motorcycle, your quad, your off-road vehicle, or your street bike. 928-308-5951. Jimmy James Motorsports in Chino Valley. at Lantana Plaza. And the reason I'm plugging that away is all you got to do is look out the window and see that this is springtime in Arizona, the ideal season to be riding out there on two wheels. He has my bike in his shop now. It's getting some maintenance done after sitting in the cold garage for a while. I will be the first to admit it. I am a fair weather rider. I do not like the cold. I do not fare well in the cold. And so I don't ride a whole lot in the winter. And because my bike was sitting, it had some hoses that need to be fixed, some O-rings and things. So Jimmy is taking care of that for me. And very soon now, I will be on my two-wheeler, my Kawasaki Vulcan 2000cc lazy boy recliner on two wheels is how I like to describe it. It is a very comfortable and powerful bike. It has to be to carry my girth around the highways. But I'm looking forward to getting on that bike soon, and I am doing so with all confidence because Jimmy Edwards is the one who does maintenance and repairs on my bike. So if you value the machine you ride upon and you value your safety and your ability to go about where you want to, give Jimmy James Motorsports a call. Again, 928-308-5951. They are located on Highway 89 at the south end of Chino Valley, right near the roundabout or just past the roundabout at Lantana Plaza. Jimmy James Motorsports, the place to go to get your bike, quad, or off-road vehicle worked on. Thank you, Jimmy James. I will be on the highway soon, thanks to you. Now sit back and enjoy Sky Conwell and Mr. Parker Smith from the Birdcage on the Mile High Show.
All right, well, welcome everybody once again to the Mile High Show. Right here, we're at historic Prescott, Arizona. Beautiful Prescott, Arizona. We're at the Birdcage on Whiskey Row in Prescott, Arizona. That's where we always are, right, Parker?
Yes, sir.
We're always here on a Wednesday night right here at the Birdcage. You'll never believe who I got next to me. I always say that. I always say that because I just can't believe that I get paid for doing what I'm doing right now. This is a good job.
It's pretty impressive.
It's a really good job. Because I get to invite, you know, people I admire and some musicians, and Prescott's got some amazing musicians. It's really happening right here in Prescott, Arizona. I'm fortunate to live here, and I'm fortunate to have this program right here. Tonight, we have a special guest. His name is Parker Smith. How are you, Parker?
I am dandy as a lion. How you doing, Scott?
I love you, man. Dandy as a lion. When you came in, I was wondering where your time machine was. And that's not an insult. That's a compliment.
Yeah, no,
that's a compliment. Because, Parker, you are just, you embody the 1930s?
I love, 20s, 30s, nice. And into the 40s a bit. Mostly those two eras, I guess, yeah.
Yes, and those of you who are listening on radio that don't know Parker, he looks the part. He sounds the part. You know what I admire about you most?
What's that?
I got your CD. Mm-hmm. You know I come and listen to you all the time.
Yeah.
And we've been friends for a long time.
Yeah.
I admire most that you actually play the music exactly the way they played it back in 1920-something, 1930-something.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got to preserve it, you know? I love it.
Not only do you play the same style, but you play it the way... I listen to a band called... do you know the Squirrel Nut Zippers?
No, I do not. That's right? Quite a clever name, though.
It is. It's a great name. It's a great band. I love them. They play music of the 1920s, 1930s.
Okay.
But they don't have... It's not authentic. I love them. They're a fun band, but they still have the influence of, you know, modern music. But you it sounds to me like you've never, ever heard anything past maybe Hank Williams.
Yeah, that's about as far as that goes,
exactly.
Hank.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I love about your music.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
What did you bring with you today? What axes did you bring?
I brought a guitar and a banjo and a fiddle with me today.
You got all three instruments. Awesome. Are you going to play all three?
Yes, sir, I will.
What kind of guitar you got?
I got an old Washburn Parlor, just a little sucker. I love it.
Is it like three-quarter size?
It's a nice little parlor size with a big old wide neck and a V on the back of her, V-shape there. I love it.
That's great. And what else? You brought a banjo?
Yep, I brought my Copperhead banjo. I love that thing.
Five-string?
Yes, sir.
Awesome.
Yeah.
In the key of G, of course.
Yes, sir. Oh, I like to do a double C myself.
No way.
Yeah, it's a fun tuning. I like it a lot.
Tell me about that. What does that mean?
You tune the D string down to a C and the B string up to a C, and it's a little more of an old style of tuning, and more of a mountain tuning, I guess.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. And that little top string is still a G, huh?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
that stays
cool.
There.
I learned so much from you.
It's fun to play in.
And you brought a fiddle.
Yeah.
What's the difference between a fiddle? I mean, sometimes I play the devil's advocate. I know the difference between a fiddle and, yeah, and a violin. But I just want the listeners to know, what's the difference between a fiddle and a violin?
It's all how you play it, I guess. You know, it's your Bowen style and the songs you're playing.
That's cool. Yeah.
The fiddle I brought tonight, I just finished rebuilding today. And it started off as a... It's between 1890 and 1900. It was built in this old French fiddle. Well, I guess it started out as a violin, but it's turning into a fiddle slowly, I guess.
Fiddle music didn't even start until American music. Huh?
Yeah, yeah.
You see, this fiddle, this violin, I guess, was actually made back then.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. It's a real old one. It's a beaut. It's Mediofino is made by JTL from about 1890 to 1900.
Why don't you play new instruments? I'm not insulting.
Well, no, it's like what do they say? The older the fiddle, the sweeter the music, right? The wood ages, and I don't know. They don't make them like they used to, I guess. Unless you get a real nice, custom-made, strong-built guitar, you know.
They don't make them like they don't make nothing like they used.
They sure don't.
My Levi's
don't.
Get holes in them after like a year.
Oh, it's sad.
What the hell?
It's sad.
I know. And instruments as well.
Yes,
those
sir.
Old instruments are vintage. They're classic. They have such a sound that you don't get on today's.
Oh, you
today
don't.
They're just mass produced in the machines and the factories.
Mm-hmm.
Sucks.
Yeah.
They put a lot of heart, and soul into those instruments back in the days.
Oh, it's true.
You can hear the difference.
Handcrafted and solid built, and I love them.
Now, when I met you, I hope you don't mind me saying, when I met you, we were at the Palace Restaurant right here on Historic Whiskey Row. You were a dishwasher.
Yep.
But you always played some of that old music.
Yeah.
And you always used to come out, my friend Danny Romero and I would be playing music. You'd come out and listen to us play.
Oh, I love Dan.
I heard you play, wow, I'm like, this is the guy. This is the guy that should be at the Palace, because the Palace is a historic place. And we're playing, you know, 1970s music, 1980s music. You're playing the real Western music. I mean, this is old-timey music. Can I call it old-timey?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It was called old-timey back in the day, too, believe it or not. Yeah. Back in the teens and 20s and 30s, it was called old-time music.
That's cool.
Because it was old then, you know?
One time I was finished with a gig right here on Whiskey Row, and it was an early night, I don't know, 9 or 10 o'clock or so, and I was packing up my equipment, and there you were, with you just sitting there in the corner, with a little tip jar.
Busking away.
Yeah, busking. A couple other musicians, you know, just hoping to get some money there for the night. It was perfect. It was so nice. And you were nice enough to let me, you know, jam with you.
Yeah, of course, anytime.
For a little sip of the whiskey you had there.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And now look at you. What are you doing now? I mean, this was just maybe about a year ago.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. A year ago, you were busking the streets of Prescott.
Yeah, and...
Where are you now?
Play at the Granite Mountain Brewery every Friday night.
Residency at the Granite Mountain Brewery right here on Cortez.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a great spot. I love that place a lot. And good beer and good food and good company, you know?
It is a good spot. And you do well, and the crowds always come.
Yeah,
I've seen you a couple
busy.
Times over there at the brewery, and there's people. You know how to hold a crowd.
It's
people
fun.
Are drawn. I believe that people are drawn to the old, real music.
Oh, it's true. You know, there's such a... In today's music, there's such a lack of... authenticity and pureness, you know, that I've just noticed over the last couple of years, more and more people are getting drawn to roots music and stuff, because it means something, you know.
I know. Yeah. Yes, you're preaching to the choir, man.
Yeah, exactly. You know exactly what I'm saying. Yeah.
Every once in a while, something like, you know, like maybe about a decade ago, there was that Oh Brother, Where Art Thou came out.
Yeah.
It won all these Grammys, and people really bought their CD, and people really responded.
Yeah.
Nashville had no idea what to do. Really? People like this?
Yeah.
You're kidding me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they just ignored it, completely ignored it, and went on with their own business. And every once in a while, though, the people speak up.
Yeah, it's true.
We are drawn to real, authentic
music. Yeah, it's true.
You know, they have these focus groups. And they play a new song and another new song and another new song. Okay, which one did you like better? Well, I guess we like this one the best. Okay, that's what people like. No, you didn't play.
No.
You didn't play
exactly.
Anything that was good in your silly little focus group.
Uh-huh.
That's why we have all the... I want to curse, but I'm not going to. On the radio today.
I'm right there with you, brother.
I know you are. I know we're like two people preaching to the choir. I'm
yes,
the choir.
Sir.
You're the choir.
Uh-huh.
You played over at the Rhythm Room down in Phoenix.
Yeah.
Talk about that, because that's a classic place right there. They've been around since 1908.
Yeah, that was a great, great venue. It was a real honor to be there. And Hillgrass Blueberry Productions put it on, and... yeah, it was a real great feeling to be able to play there and look on the walls and see all the old blues musicians that I look up to and play their music, and it was a true pleasure.
Blues musicians like who?
There's pictures of Sun House on that wall, and Mississippi Fred McDowell, and Mississippi John Hurt, and it was great.
Those are the old ones. Wow. Lightning Hopkins probably was there.
Yeah, he was on the wall there. It was great.
Wow. Do you have a new album coming out?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a
tribute to the blues.
Yeah, it's all a whole blues record, and me and a few buddies just recorded it last week, and it should be coming up this week. It should be available online for download, and in about a month it'll be available for hard copies.
I'm asking not for the listeners. I'm selfish. How do I get that album? What do I do? What do I look up?
You can go on my Bandcamp website. It's parkersmith.bandcamp.com, or on my Facebook, there's a link to it there at facebook.com/ParkerSmithOldTime.
Parkersmith Old Time.
Yes, sir.
That's perfect. I hope you can say that again, because maybe some listeners weren't listening close enough. Now they got a pencil and a pen. How do you get your CD?
All right, you can go on parkersmith.bandcamp.com or facebook.com/ParkerSmithOldTime, and there will be all the information you need on there.
Cool. Bandcamp, B-A-N-D-C-A-M-P.
Yes, sir.
Perfect, I love that name.
Yeah.
What songs are you going to do tonight?
I think I'm going to start her off with a song I wrote a few years back called The High Wind Blues, and it's on the banjo. It's a fun song to play. And what's that?
You wrote it?
Yes, yeah.
But it's still in the style of the old school.
Yeah, yeah, it's old traditional styles of playing. Yeah, I love it. And after that, I'll go into a new one I just wrote a couple weeks back called I Just Can't Keep Satisfied.
I haven't heard that one yet.
Yeah.
You told me you were going to do it, and I don't know. Is that one going to be on your new CD?
No, that one's not on the new CD. That one will be on the next one that's coming out. Yeah, this is the CD that's coming out now is just a fun project between me and a few buddies, and yeah, it'll be a lot of fun.
Were you inspired at all by the Bunny Waters song, Can't Be Satisfied, one of his first?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, he did a great version of that song. He did.
And you going to do one more song for us tonight?
Yeah, and then I'll do one on the fiddle. I wrote it's an instrumental song on the fiddle, but I wrote it about a good friend of mine, and it's called The Red Top Gal.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. My friend Trey?
Yeah.
He of Dutch Holly?
Yeah.
He wrote an amazing review of your CD. What's the name of your CD, the one that's out right now?
It's called Mingus Mountain Warble.
Mingus Mountain Warble. I have that CD, and for about 2 weeks, I played that CD nonstop in my truck.
Oh, thank you.
At home. It's infectious.
Thank you.
You wrote about half of those songs.
Yeah.
The other half, of course, were classic songs.
Yep.
And I got to tell you, I wrote a song after about 2 weeks, two steady weeks. I think I Facebooked you this message.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was really excited. I was right here at the Birdcage after listening to your CD for like 2 weeks straight, like nonstop. And I just had my harmonica holder on me, and I didn't wait. I did a song. I needed to do one more song. So I just made something up on the fly.
Yeah. Oh, I was happy to hear that too. I was happy to hear that. Yeah.
So you are an inspiration.
Oh, thank you, Sky. So are you, man. So are you.
Are you sure?
Oh, I'm positive. I'm positive.
Well, I haven't gotten to play at the Rhythm Room yet. I'm a little bit jealous.
Soon.
I'm just kidding. Hey, Parker. It's so good to have you right here.
Thanks,
on our
Scott.
Show.
It's good to be here.
Once again, tell everybody how they can get your CD. How can they listen to your music, your old-timey music? How can they listen to you?
Well, if you're here in Prescott, you can come out to the Granite Mountain Brewery on Friday nights from 7 to 9. Or on the internet, you can go to parkersmith.bandcamp.com or facebook.com/ParkerSmithOldTime.
Old time is the theme.
Yeah, old time is a good time.
Oh, man, I love you, man. I really do. All right, so, of course, we are right here at the Birdcage at historic Whiskey Row in beautiful, beautiful Prescott, Arizona.
Not a better place to be.
Not a better place. I'm never going to move here. I'm not ever going to move away from here is what I meant to say.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago, I was considering moving to Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
And I think that would be a good place for you, too. But you know what? I'm not going to. Are you going to move from here?
You know, I last year I attempted to, and I made it about a month, and I came back.
Right, I remember that.
Yeah.
And before Prescott, you were just kind of, you were one of them, you know, you traveled from here to there, somewhere else.
Yeah, just stayed maybe a day or two in each place.
That's pretty cool.
And then ended up, now I've been here for 2.5 years.
You are the definition of a gypsy, right?
Yeah, I like to be.
Until you found Prescott.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a beautiful spot.
It really is. And this is an advertisement for Prescott, Arizona. I don't get paid for saying this. Prescott is a great place. If you ever get a chance to come visit us, you might be careful because you might fall in love and you might not want to go back.
Yeah, exactly. You see a smiling, familiar face everywhere you go.
So check out Parker Smith at the Granite Mountain Brewery on Cortez in historic Prescott, Arizona.
Yes, sir.
Or visit him on Parker, Arizona, or Parker Smith.
Parkersmith.bandcamp.com.
Parkersmith.bandcamp.com.
Yes, sir.
And, of course, this is the Birdcage. We do this every Wednesday night, so if you happen to be in Prescott on a Wednesday, come visit us here at the Birdcage. There's not much going up on the stage. Looks like the trivia's done. It's time for us to kind of make some music. Are you ready, Parker?
Oh, I'd love to.
Let's do this thing.
Hey, we're going to take a little break before Parker takes the stage, and I want to remind you today's episode is brought to you by Jimmy James Motorsports in Chino Valley. Check them out for all of your motorcycle, off-road, and quad repair needs. Jimmy James Motorsports at Lantana Plaza, 1264 South Highway 89, Unit B. Give them a call, 928-308-5951. Also sponsoring today's show is Audible.com. Use the Audible link at milehighshow.com to take you to Audible, where you could pick up a free audio download available from over 180,000 titles that they have there. Not just books, but radio drama, periodicals, magazines, comedy, all kinds of audio. They're available through the Audible link at milehighshow.com. And you get free gratis, as my friend Steve Tavares says, you get a free gratis audio download by using the code MILEHIGH at checkout. So click that Audible link at milehighshow.com. Sign up. You get a free audio download and a free 30-day trial membership by using the code MILEHIGH at checkout. One of the books you can get is I'm Dying Up Here, Heartbreak in High Times in Stand-Up Comedy's Golden Era, from William Nodelsder, who is a historian of the comedy scene, specifically in this book, I'm Dying Up Here, by William Nodelsder, of the Comedy Store and the improv kind of war that they were having in the 70s, and the strike that that many of the comedy all-stars that we know today, when they were just up-and-comers, like David Letterman, Jay Leno, and Jerry Seinfeld, these guys who were part of the scene in L.A. during the 70s did a strike against what they thought were bad work practices and bad employee practices by the comedy clubs there. And it resulted in some news-making activity, including the tragic death by suicide of a stand-up comic by jumping off the roof of the hotel next door to the Comedy Store. So check out I'm Dying Up Here, Heartbreak in High Times in Stand-Up Comedy's Golden Era by William Nodelsder, available for free at audible.com by using the code at checkout MILEHIGH. You get a free audio download and a free membership. Doesn't cost you a dime. So check it out. And now back to Parker Smith and Sky Conwell.
All right. Hello, hello, hello. My name is Parker Smith, and I'm going to play y'all some original tunes tonight. The first one I'm going to play is, thank you. I wrote it a few years back. I was working on this farm up in Steamboat Springs, Colorado, and I was living in this little cabin that was on the backside of the property, and no one had lived in the cabin since they had the farm, so probably 30 or 40 years, and it was dirty and dusty as could be, but these goats, they had taken over the porch of it, the front porch, and they wouldn't let you anywhere near it, and so once I moved in there, we were having to fight these goats for this place every day. And there was this big old hillside next to it. And when the goats were being real stubborn and real aggressive, I'd just go back and back up a little bit and sit on this hillside. And it was that was right where the wind liked to gust right through there. And so I wrote this song while I was waiting for the ghosts to settle down. It's called My High Wind Blues. Thank you.
Watching them birds all fly by, I say, birds only flown away, flown away, they gone. They ain't coming back no
slower and steady.
I don't know.
You gonna tell us? Google that.
Yep. That's what I said.
Boys, I'm always tired. Girls, I'm always weary. Friends, I keep drifting, just drifting away. I'm a man who gets lost, no matter the cost, and I just can't seem to keep my feet on the ground. And my body aches from the pain in my mind. I can't keep from drifting, get lost every time. I can't keep my dollars from turning into dimes, and I just can't keep satisfied. I'm a man who's always searching, scanning the surface, learning what's what, and just seeing who's who. No matter what I find, I'm still short on time. Feel like the more I get done, the less I did do. So, boys, won't you keep me? Won't you keep me in line? And darling, don't forget to keep me on your mind. And oh, I swear that I'm trying, but I just can't keep satisfied. My feet keep on itching year after year, and I still feel dry old year after year. Johnny Walker, Johnny Walker, friends for so long, I think that it's time to give. get moving on. But my body hates the pain in my mind. I can't keep from drifting, get lost every time. I can't keep my dollars from turning into dimes. And I just can't keep satisfied. I can tell by the way my dog looks at me that I'm just as lost as he is worried. He's stuck it through the year. I know I cause him tears. That's why he's the only safe, the only one for me. And I feel like a clown on a dark history. How much I scrub, the pain always stays. People laugh and laugh all day after day. And I'm not satisfied, so I guess I'll drift away. Oh, boys, I'm always tired. And girls, I'm always weary. Friends, I keep drifting, just drifting away. It's lost, no matter the cost, and I just can't seem to keep my feet on the ground. For my body, it hates from the pain in my mind. I can't keep from drifting, get lost every time. And I can't keep my dollars from turning into dimes. And I just can't keep satisfied. Thank you, thank you. All right, let's see. I'm going to pick her up a little bit on this next one. It's a... Oh, I used to play it on the banjo. I haven't played it in a long time. I could probably remember it if
I've
I thought... It's true. That song, it craves a hankering. That song craves a hankering.
I've been hankering to hear that. I haven't heard that song in a long, long time.
Hey, I'm going to have to relearn it here.
Yeah, no, that's
what's the name of the song, Parker? This is an instrumental song I wrote about a good friend of mine. It's called The Red Top Gal.
Tell me about your friend. What's her name?
Her name.
Her.
Yeah. Her name is... Miss Chloe Davis, and she plays here in town at the Just for Mama String Band. Well, she lives in Tennessee now, but she's a great girl. She's a great friend. Yeah, banjo. Yeah, she was the Arizona State Banjo Champion. Yeah, a couple years back, she got a scholarship to go out to Tennessee to play music. Yeah. So here's one. Yeah, it's called The Red Top Gal. Let's see if we can't break her loose a little bit. Hopefully this thing behaves. I just finished rebuilding it today. We'll see if she stays in tune. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Don't go anyway. You got it. All
right. I wish there were more people here, but there's 100,000 billion people listening on the computers right now at Mile High Show, because it never ends. It's classic. It'll be there for eternity. Literally, it'll be up in cyberspace. So you've got literally infinity listeners right now. Everybody, Parker Smith, everybody.
Yay. Thank you, thank you.
Wait, you're not packing up, are you? I'm hoping you can maybe do one or two more.
You got it.
Oh, yeah. Parker Smith, who wants to hear him do one more song? All right.
All right.
Let's see here. I'm a halfway cheat.
How about that?
Let's see, I'll start off with a song by a fella named Skip James here. He was a great old blues musician from the 20s and quite prominent. But I'm going to do a little section of a song he wrote, which in my eyes, musically at least, is one of the truest counts of the Depression. It's called The Hard Time Killing Floor Blues. But then I'm going to go into to one I wrote. I used to live out in Chino Valley, and just after Chino and right before Paulden, if you go on old Highway 89, there's an old Santa Fe Railroad Bridge. And it goes right over Hell's Canyon. That's my favorite spot in the whole state. And I used to go there every night and think and drink and play music. And it's a great spot. And I couldn't sleep one night. And so I was thinking of, I was trying to think of things that helped me relax, you know, to fall asleep. And so I started thinking about that place. But it just kind of got me more excited. And so I sat up and I wrote this tune. It's called The 89 Santa Fe.
Rolling.
Thank you very much, folks. Thank you. Thank you. That's up for me, folks. Thank you.
All right. I'm dumbfounded. The talent right here in Prescott, Arizona is just amazing. That was Parker Smith.
I'm taking bids, step in line. Hand me your bid. And if you want to be my dog, throw me a bone. And if you want to